The Olympics haven't started, and among the biggest challenges facing Olympic competitors, officials, spectators, and record keepers this year is the impact of performance-enhancing drugs. There is a broad consensus based on experience with professional sports that the International Olympic Committee and the World Anti-Doping Agency are just not ready to handle or even effectively monitor the allegations and practice of doping by athletes participating in the Olympic Games. So, who are you going to call? Is he the dope buster? Senator George Mitchell is the former U.S. Senate Majority Leader. He also chaired investigations into the use of performance-enhancing drugs in Major League Baseball. Senator Mitchell, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
How would you characterize the problem of trying to contain or in any sense control performing-enhancing drugs in something like the Olympics?
Think of it in a related sense as crime. Every state, every country has laws against crime. No one expects crime to come to a complete end because of those laws. Human nature is such that there will always be people who commit wrongful actions. It's the same way in the area of performance-enhancing drugs and athletic performance. The rewards are so great that there will always be people willing to take the risk of denunciation and perhaps even legal violation by enhancing their performance through the use of drugs. So we have to keep ahead of it, because at this very moment, John, in many parts of the world, there are people engaged in the pursuit of trying to come up with new drugs that will enhance performance but will not be detectable.
I've lived through this steroid era in baseball, and so have you. And, you know, it's been an issue that has really dogged sports for the last couple of decades. But can I push on the principle here for just a moment?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a guy who gets around in a wheelchair, right? And in some ways, you know, when I got in a wheelchair back in the 70s, I mean, wheelchairs were junk back in the 70s. And over time, the technology has improved them, and now I'm much more efficient in the way that I get around. If it can be said that, you know, humans performing at their highest level is a kind of evolution of the human species, what's to say that you can't also use drugs or chemicals as an input to improve your performance? Why is that a no-no when everything else seems to be fine?
We make rational judgments all of the time in our lives based upon the standards that our and preceding societies have established for appropriate behavior. The American justice system is replete with error because it's implemented by human beings. And it contains a number of provisions that rest upon moral foundations. For example, what is a reasonable man? In the law, it's an important determination. What is personal intent? Highly subjective and individual. And yet they are the very base, important parts of the basis of our criminal justice system. So over many years, over many centuries, human beings have made decisions on what is or is not appropriate behavior. Technology and science are neutral. They can be employed for valid, high-minded, moral purposes. They can be employed for the opposite kind of purposes. So my own belief is that these standards, these judgments, while constantly reviewable in the wake of changing circumstances and, most importantly, new discoveries, that there is a rational basis for making a distinction between improvements in the wheelchair that you have used over the past several decades and improvement in human performance that can be artificially achieved by the use of, say, anabolic steroids to enhance athletic performance. But I acknowledge it's a subjective judgment. But as I conclude with what I began, subjective judgments are an important part, indeed an integral part, of the foundation of our whole system of democratic values, our justice system, and almost every other aspect of our daily lives.
One last question on this subject. if it was the case that every athlete in the world had equal access to all of the performance-enhancing drugs that exist, would it change your view of the principle?
No, not at all, for a number of reasons. The first off, we don't know for sure how seriously harmful to the individual who uses drugs are over the long term. The second is the effect on children. One of the underreported, understated, underrecognized issues here is the extent to which, in most societies, sports figures are role models for young people. And it has a derivative and highly negative effect upon young people coming up who don't have the ability to make the kind of conscious, rational judgments that come with adulthood and maturity.
Have the Russians crossed a line in what appears to be an ethos of use of performance-enhancing drugs in international sport competitions?
Yes, but they're not the first to do so. Of course, you will recall decades ago the scandals regarding East Germany's state-sponsored and state-run program of the illegal use of drugs. But if the allegations are true and the evidence so far by those who've heard it suggests it is, then the Russian government, agencies of the government, supervised, implemented, organized cheating programs to permit their athletes to gain an unfair advantage over those against who they competed.
If it were up to you, would you ban the Russians?
I would not have banned every single Russian athlete. I think that's unfair to the individual athlete. It violates our principles of individual responsibility and justice applied in individual circumstances, not group condemnation. The government agency deserves the condemnation, but I don't think it should go to the individual athletes who have not been demonstrated to have used drugs.
Senator Mitchell, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.
Senator George Mitchell, former U.S. Senate Majority Leader, he chaired investigations into the use of performance-enhancing drugs in Major League Baseball and of corruption in the site selection procedures of the Olympic Games.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.